White people go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And me and DJ Brother Z been going back and forth because initially, the title of this situation, the father of an 18-year-old fatally shot by Ohio police, charged with hitting and killing a deputy with his car. And they go into the story, and initially I thought that this was something that the father got the officer that got his son or the deputy, but it may not have been. I don't know. I got to really see the police report on this. He just retaliated. So I'm interested to see if the deputy, as I'm reading and I'm looking through a lot of things, and I'm not seeing where they said the retired deputy was a part of the actual shooting. So I guess we're going to have to see, because they said it was a cop, and usually cops are street police officers, right, DJ Brother Z? Then the sheriff deputy, you know, they may get involved or they may not get involved depending on how they got the situation set up. If they own a freeway, you know, sheriffs, that's the sheriff department. If they own a regular street, that's the police department, you know. So we'll bring out more as we keep going with this. It's another news article. What does it say? Does it give any detail if that was the officer involved? And somebody says it's not another cop.
Ohio, a man whose teenage son was killed by police is now accused of killing a sheriff's deputy in turn. Rodney Hinton is in jail in Cincinnati after he allegedly rammed his car into this officer, identified as Deputy Larry Henderson, a 33-year veteran of the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office, was retired, technically picked up a shift as a traffic cop for a day. It didn't turn out well. Henderson was not involved in Hinton's son's death. Tom Hansen's been following this tragic story, and we do warn you, as you may imagine, some of the footage here you're going to see is graphic.
Right, he said he wasn't.
He's got a gun. He's got a gun on your right. He's got a gun.
2 hours after watching this body cam video of officers shooting and killing 18-year-old Ryan Hinton after a police chase, officials say his father, Rodney Hinton, got into his car and purposefully drove into a sheriff's deputy directing traffic on graduation day near the University of Cincinnati, killing him.
He was so well-liked and so well-known. We are so deeply saddened.
Sheriff's deputies packed a courtroom Saturday as Rodney Hinton was charged with aggravated murder. They were there in support of the fallen deputy, now identified as Larry Henderson.
I understand that there is a lot of sadness and a lot of anger in this room right now.
The day before, Cincinnati police say they got a report of a stolen vehicle at this condominium complex. When officers arrived, four men suspected in the theft got out of the vehicle and fled. One of the men was Ryan Hinton. He was shot twice and killed by a police officer who says he pointed a gun at him.
And he felt threatened for his life, and that's why he discharged his firearm.
Investigators say they recovered this loaded gun from the scene, allegedly found in Hinton's possession. Lawyers for the family say the next day, Rodney Hinton appeared distraught watching the body cam footage with police. After the meeting, that was the last time they heard from him. The Hinton family says they are devastated for the family of the officer who was killed.
The officer was just out doing his job, directing traffic.
Hey, okay, so he just caught a stray. Because this was somebody that was not dealing with the situation This was actually maybe a cop. They saying a cop was involved in the shooting that shot his son in the back. This was a deputy sheriff that caught the backlash. So let's get that out there. The deputy sheriff was not a part of the incident, but the way that they was writing it up, kind of, you know, I guess, it, you know, clickbait, I guess. 8200 in the talk to text says, if we put up stats between officers killing black people and black people killing black people would outkill black people by large margins. I'm tired of selective outrage, but no outrage against black people. Somebody also said that if the kid was not stealing cars, he would be alive. Now the dad and the kid are gone. The sheriff didn't deserve that. And I'll say this, nobody lose. Nobody wins in this situation. He didn't get the right officer. He got the sheriff deputy. He just took it out on a law enforcement official, the sheriff deputy. So the person that actually shot his son was not the person that got ran over. So here we go. As the story developed, but like I said, he was standing in court, and all the police officers were standing behind him. So he definitely going away. He definitely going away for a long time.
And it seems like he just has a public defender.
That's maybe just a public defender. He may just know that, okay, you know, I'm not going to try to fight this. Well, it was a story. I want to move on. If y'all want to call in, I'm going to leave the lines open, 833-212-1017. I'm going to leave the lines open if y'all want to tap in. But there was something that I need to bring to the forefront of Truth Nation. It's a story about cyber kidnapping, a scam. This is a scam that people are doing, and it's called cyber kidnapping. And somebody brought this to my attention, and it's a lot of stuff that's going on online. That's why I said we got to be vigilant. But now I want to discuss this cyber kidnapping that's going on. And I guess there was a scam that extorted a Chinese family of a foreign exchange student. And I guess this is what brought it to light. But they were, I guess you would have to have somebody that has money to really pull this off. But we got video of what took place with this cyber kidnapping. If you're watching as we broadcast live, let's listen.
Tens of thousands of dollars. Their son, the victim of a so-called cyber kidnapping. This strange case illustrates how scams are growing more complex. Tonight, our Marie Saavedra shares what happened and what you can do to protect yourself. On New Year's Eve, authorities found a 17-year-old student camping alone in the Utah snow after he was forced into the wilderness by virtual kidnappers. The exchange student was told his family in China was in danger unless he isolated himself away from society and law enforcement. Police say the online scammers ordered him to take pictures that they used to extort money from his relatives.
The family in China believes that the kidnappers are actually with their son. And so through these three-way phone calls and then with the photographs and whatnot. So it's kind of a double blind, if you will.
The boy's family sent some $80,000 to the criminals before they realized it was all a hoax. U.S. authorities worked with Chinese officials on this case. They believe other exchange students have been targeted in similar scams.
They're on the other side of the world, so it helps the cyber criminals.
Security expert Scott Schober says these crimes are growing more sophisticated.
These scams are continually evolving. What doesn't work, then they're going to try to switch up the tactics and try something else.
To protect yourself, experts say think carefully before you post personal details online, like birthdays. Make sure you are using two-factor authentication and complex passwords for your accounts.
And if there's a threat, someone's demanding money, it's an urgent situation, take a step back and call police.
Call police. First thing to do, call police. Again, they're trained, they're professional. They do this every single day.
And be aware that these days, anyone can be a target. Marisa Major.
They say anyone could be a target. Some of y'all wouldn't mind somebody trying to grab y'all kids. Y'all don't, you know, take them. You know, but this cyber kidnapping, I'm telling you, it probably wouldn't work on a lot of people because they would have knew as soon as you asked for ransom. You didn't know we was poor. I don't think it worked on poor people. But this was one that somebody had sent me and said, hey, Tori, did you understand about this cyber kidnapping? Because it's something that's growing. And I looked it up. And, the BBC wrote about it, and then this was in January of 2024, this article about the young man, the young Chinese foreign exchange student. And so, like I said, you know, it was something that was interesting. We talk about social media. We talk about different ways that they scam folks. I don't think it worked for us. I don't think it worked. If they take one of our kids, they're going to bring them right back because they eat a lot. They hungry. They're going to be up in there eating up all the snacks. I'm trying to tell you. I don't think this one is actually something that, you know, is going to happen in the hood. But it's other stuff that's going on. Now, don't get me wrong now. It's other stuff. But cyber kidnapping where you got to – somebody told you to go sit in a tent and take pictures and you did and they trying to scam the family and you got to be quiet. No, that ain't going to work for us. That ain't. I don't think that's gonna take a flight in the hood like that. You know, we might say keep them to Friday. But I don't get paid until 2 weeks, so you have to keep them the next payday. You know, that's a dead end right there. It's a dead end. But also there was another situation, and I wanted to talk about this. I saw this happen over the weekend. Where a young girl was human trafficked from Illinois right here. I guess she was getting services right here in the city of Milwaukee. And they said girl trafficked after leaving Milwaukee Health Mental Health Facility, an Illinois girl. And this was making its rounds over the weekend. They said a 14-year-old Illinois girl went missing from a mental health center in Milwaukee. While the girl, I guess she's now safe, her mother said that she was trafficked. And, you know, they want answers. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got video on this. Let's listen.
They went missing from a mental health center in Milwaukee. Our Zoe Chapala sits down with the teen's mother, who says her daughter has been found safe, but her healing and her fight for justice is just beginning.
We want answers!
At the very place her daughter vanished, Virginia Attaway marches outside the St. Rose campus of Ladd Lake to raise awareness,
kids come first,
demand justice, and seek accountability.
What had happened to her while she was gone is something that no children should ever have to go through.
Attaway says her daughter, 14-year-old Olivia, was trafficked after Olivia walked out of the inpatient mental health facility in Milwaukee.
We want answers!
She was last seen April 17th near 88th Street and Vienna Avenue.
We were day and night spreading flyers, going to news stations.
Attaway says it led to a tip last week from a man who said he saw her daughter.
Then she ended up being all over the city, being trafficked, and really was in rough shape when we found her.
Attaway says she's relieved to reunite with her daughter, but the fight for justice is far from over.
And now I'm concerned about any other child that comes to Ladd Lake.
Attaway says her daughter isn't the only child to experience this at the facility.
Jada and Libby and other children that the parents didn't have the finances or the resources to come up here and look for their kids like we did.
Fox 6 reached out to Ladd Lake for comment, and the facility released a statement. It reads in part that Ladd Lake is a treatment program, not a secure facility. The nonprofit says it remains committed to supporting survivors and working closely with families.
And they told me that they're pretty much premises ends right here. Yeah. Sometimes they'll go chase them or follow them in a vehicle or something. Well, why wasn't that the case for our daughter?
It's something the couple wants no parent to experience.
So this is not just for my daughter. This is for every child who has become missing or in dangerous situations.
In Milwaukee, Zoe Chapala, Fox 6 News.
I'll say this. I remember bringing back girls that were missing and they was human trafficked and they would go to some of these organizations and they would run out the facility. You know, they wouldn't, you know, they don't want to be in these situations. So they, it's hard to, you know, it sound good. Okay, this child got brought back home. But if they don't want to be there, if they got issues where they are a consistent runaway, I remember I had to find the same person like two or three times. But since they were young and the dangers that go on out here in these streets, I just looked for them. I just said, okay, they couldn't have went too far. They ain't got no money. And now that I've done it so much, I kind of know where the hot spot's at. So I'll say this. It's a little girl out here running around 12, 13, 14 years old without no parents out in these streets. It's not good. It's not good. They're going to get trafficked. They're going to get taken advantage of. So when she left that facility, it's Milwaukee. It's stories about Milwaukee and human trafficking and being the hub for human trafficking. That's why I look for these runaway little girls. A lot of people, y'all gave up on these kids because y'all don't know how to handle them kids. You know, sometimes they get too much for you to bear. And so when I come along, I'm just trying to get them into space and hook them up with the resources that say that on the mission statement that they mastering how to help in these kids in these type of situations. But you'll find out those people, they were just trying to get the grant money. They don't know how to help handle these kids. They like to get that check. They wrote up the mission statement. They saw some money. And so they put it on the mission statement. But I ain't going to even say on the radio how many organizations that I sent people to. And it came back, you know, came back a little flat. And they said they did that. Now, this Lakeland said that they don't do that. They said that they here for the, you know, for the people that want to get the help. So if somebody run off, they just out in the wind. That's a tough situation because I'll tell you this. I remember, and I ain't going to say the location. And this is with the girl that I brought back from Chicago that I went and found in Chicago and brought her back home to Milwaukee after she was missing 30 days. The mama found her a place to be. And once the mama and the people that was working, the team that we put together, dropped her off at the facility, they got her on video. As soon as she walked in, and she was supposed to be under extra security, where they supposed to have somebody specifically watching her because she was tagged as a person that would leave if she wasn't being supervised. So this was on her record. She went in there. You can see it on video. She went in there but 5 minutes. Person didn't even care. Signed her in. He left, went on and did what he was doing, and she just walked right out the door. She just walked right out the door, and I had to find her. It took me like another 2 days to get her back after that. And the mom had to reach out to services outside of Milwaukee to get her to help. I think she ended up getting help somewhere in Memphis. They found a place in Memphis for her that knew how to handle it, you know. And a lot of people faking like they know how to handle these tough situations. Hey, somebody in the chat says center with personal control says, so kids causing trouble and kids in trouble, respect. I don't know. You know, that's why a lot of people getting grant money and a lot of funding, they saying that they can help these kids. That's all I'm saying. Now, every kid is different. Every kid got their own reasons for doing what they're doing, especially in tragic situations, but it's people that's writing up grant monies and getting money and funding saying that that's what they're there for, and it's all good until you bring one of them real kids in that they say that they're supposed to help. Hey, then you go see if they really professional. I know too much. That's why I don't say nothing. Y'all think I be saying a lot on the air. I ain't saying half of the stuff I know to be a fact because I ain't trying to collapse the system. I'm trying to motivate the system to get to working right. That's all I'm trying to do. I ain't trying to, you know, point nobody out because I'm going to tell you this, somebody bad kid that came out of somebody's house, And that kid didn't originate from them, so I can't really put the pressure on them. Only thing I can say is they wrote up the mission statement. And they said that they could help them. But they didn't create that kid. And it's only so much you can do with a kid if they don't want the service. And it takes a real dedicated person to feel the vibration of that child to tap in and break through all of those barriers, especially if they weren't around when that child was created, especially when they don't know what situation caused that child to be like that. I understand what I'm saying. That's tough. I know how to do it. I do it all the time. That's why they come to me, because I know how to do it. But at the end of the day, that's not for everybody. Everybody don't know how to deal with that child when they in that I don't care mode, when they in that crash out mode. And you know, I never liked this word when they say they on demon time. I never liked it that. Because the only thing a demon can do is destroy. We ain't trying to, you know, that's hard to pull. So you got to be anointed to get them out of that. When they say they on that type of time, you gotta have some favor to deal with that. And you, some things can't be done without fast and prayer, but that's another situation. That's a whole nother story. But look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we got another conversation I want to have with you. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Keep out my money, chick. Better my money, chick. Chicks.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. I got sent this message. They said it's MKE Peace Week. I guess this is supposed to be MKE Peace Week, and I guess this is associated with the city. You know, the organizations that are on this Peace Week is Running Rebels, 414 Life, Children's Youth and Family Services. This is out of the Milwaukee County Department of Health and Human Services, Youth Advocate, GLOW, West Care, and Milwaukee Christian Center. They're saying that this is MKE Peace Week, and I guess today they're having something today, Monday, collective canvassing, meet us at the spot on 11th and Center across the street from North Division from 3 to 5 p.m. Then on the 7th of this week, they're saying that the meetup spot is 60th and Silver Spring. From 3 to 5 p.m., they're going to do collective canvassing. I don't know what collective canvassing is or what they consider collecting canvassing, but that's what they're saying. Then on the 9th, which is Friday, collective community pop-up, community agricultural growing experience. This is at 1313 West Reservoir Avenue in Milwaukee from 3 to 5. If y'all want to know more about it, go online. Y'all can look online and go to MKE Peace Week if you want to participate. Also, I was sent that the Community Wellness and Safety Director is the job. The Office of Violence Prevention is now the Office of Community Wellness and Safety, and they have the job opening for the director. And somebody sent that to me and said, Tori, you should do that. You should get that position. You should try to apply for this position or whatever. But I'll say this, the way they done ran the Office of Violence Prevention into the ground, I'm gonna need the people. I'll do it if the people say that they want me to do it. Because I know what the mess, how messy it is. And it's going to take all the energy, and it's going to take me and Truth Nation and God to really turn things around. The way they didn't let it go downhill. DJ Buzzy, I'm going to need you. If I get that position, I'm going to need you to, hey.
Don't you put that I'm evil just on saying, me, Ricky Bobby.
I'm going to need Truth Nation. So I'll say this. If y'all want me to be the director of the Office of Wellness and Safety, y'all going to have to write the mayor or something. Send them an email. And they need to let me do what I'm going to do. Because I don't like when you go into the system, they want you to do something, but they got a box to put you in to do it. And sometimes when they put you in this box, you can't do nothing. Like, they tie your hands up. A lot of times a lot of people like the salary. They want that money. But then you don't understand all the backlash and things that come with it and the way that they put you in a box. A lot of y'all don't even really have no creativity on really how to really change it. Y'all just want to get the position and y'all want to get the salary. I know what to do, but I got to do me. I got to do what I've been doing, and y'all got to just give me the ability to affect 50,000 units. So they got the funding to affect 50,000 units. You know, I can only go person per person, family for family, which over 15 years is thousands. But they got the funding to where you could do 50,000 units all at one time, and then they got the organizations that they pay with enough people to help manage that type of structure. Now, if I had that type of structure, I'd take 3 years. Give me 3 years. I'll do it. It takes time to implement. I know how to take the steps. That's nothing to me. But then they try to get you in there and get a brother like me in there and try to tie my hands and then try to blame everything on me because they tried to tie my hands. I don't want to do that. I can't do what I want to do. They got me in there with the title. But then they got my hands tied. If I go into anything, I want full control. I want to do 100 and some executive orders right off the top. I'm trying to make it happen. I'm trying to shut it down. I don't want nobody telling me we can't do that because they scared. I ain't doing that. I already can see it. Oh, we don't, because they don't know. And then they get around somebody that know, and then you tell them, okay, we finna do this. Make this move. Wait a minute. We got to ask such and such. And such and such got to ask somebody else. Then somebody else got to ask somebody else. And then they got to have a meeting after three people had to ask three people. And then you go into the meeting. And then the meeting, they don't know. They don't know how to do it. So then you sitting there wasting time when you could have did it. That's why I do everything. That's why I go do it myself. Because I don't have to go through all that. So if y'all want me up in there and tell them that let Tory do what it do his thing, and then we gonna go up in there and make some changes. Other than that, you're not tying my hands so I can be responsible for. Now look at Tory, he can't do nothing. Well, how is he able to do that by himself without getting paid? Now he in a position he can't do nothing because that's what happened. They had you in 50 different meetings to do one thing. Hey, no. We going to do it. We going to ask questions after we done. They don't know what they doing. Anyway, when we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation! Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Calling all Black-owned businesses, owners, and entrepreneurs. Are you looking to share your story and grow your reach? We have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, four lucky business owners will win an opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. To sign up your business spotlight interview, visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure right here on The Truth. For official contest rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank, member FDIC, joining me on the line, advocate, author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
I'm
Salute, King. Happy Monday.
Hey, happy Monday. I seen you outside at the Alverno graduation.
Absolutely. Yes.
Hey, talking to the graduates.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Powerful. Salute to all the queens that graduated, you know. So, to all the graduates, but yeah, especially those women. Powerful women.
That's powerful.
I'm just happy to see them transitioning into hopefully the world ready for them, because they're ready for the world. So, salute.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and congratulations, you know, bringing home the gold, you know.
Hey.
I thought you got Shador for a minute, fam.
I thought I got Shador with the best show. But
absolutely, you guys should do it.
Hey,
absolutely, I agree.
Hey, but like
but it
I
is
said,
what it is.
We it's still showtime.
We're gonna run it back.
It's still prime time. We're gonna run it back next year. But you know, like I said,
absolutely.
Salute to the Maggie Dunn show. Got first place. I was second place, and you know,
yeah.
Hey,
we gonna switch roles. It is what it is.
But I got first place community impact for the radio show that's making the biggest community impact in the state of Wisconsin.
Which is powerful,
because
that speaks volumes. Again, you know, you changing lives every day, at the same time beautifying the city. Ain't nothing more powerful than that. You
hey,
know what I'm saying?
That's radio like, into action right there. That's that impact was
absolutely.
About that action.
That and you in your own lane right there. You
Thanks.
Know, people can say what they want to say, and do what they want to do. But if you're not doing nothing to make life better for somebody else or the next generations to come, what are you really doing? You know, so salute to you for that, and salute to them for putting you in the right space and in place with number one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, again, that is the key, to get the community back active, to get us to understand that everything we need, we can do. You know what I'm saying? And so by highlighting that hard work, but no pay. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey.
It makes the biggest impact, but it also highlights that all of these people who get money and doing nothing for the people who really about that life and out here not getting paid for it, it's time for us to apply the pressure to the people that's getting paid and ain't doing nothing.
Speaking of the city, they saying that the community wellness and safety director position is open. And they sent it over to me saying, hey, Tori, you know, you can do this.
Hey, what's the catch-22? You know, what does it entail? Because the goal is when they go to saying you can do this, you can do that, you know, that comes with stipulations.
Well, like I said, anything
you know
with the city coming with stipulations, but you know me, I don't
Absolutely.
Walk in no meeting. My rules is let me work, let me cook. And you can't. I always keep creative control.
Absolutely, which is powerful.
Yeah,
and
I got lawyers
that
gonna make sure
that
I keep creative control.
If we look at the history of Milwaukee in totality, the people who were the loudest the last 10-20 years, they gave them a job and they got quiet. You know what I'm saying? Like the work stopped. The work stopped happening. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So again,
well, that's because
they
got the once you get the chicken sandwiches, once you start eating and going on vacation, you know what I mean? You be like, I never knew this was like this. You know what I mean?
Hey,
they got vacation time now. They got 2 weeks vacation,
and now they got the spandex pants on, fam, because they eating good and ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Stagnation is death. So,
Facts.
Hey.
Yeah, but the way my life set up, I don't enter into nothing on nobody else, because I don't believe, you know, really many times when you see the conditions, if they knew what to do, it would have been done.
Facts.
So, I
Absolutely.
Know what to do, and I do it in my capacity. One family, one situation at a time. But when you talk about city
Absolutely.
Ideas, they got enough to affect units, you know, 50,000 units.
Absolutely.
They got enough funding to affect a lot of different areas at one time. And so they're not doing that. You know, they're piecing it together.
Again, for them to extend it to you is a move in the right direction. because they need to understand that you about that work and you got the results to come with it. You understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, they know you ain't going to play, but I don't doubt that, you know, it's some fugazi with it.
Let me tell you something. However, anytime you talk about politics, and it's all fugazi.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't no doubt.
The trickery is real.
Yeah, the trickery is real. So once you understand Absolutely. What the organization is or how they operate, you got to come in with I come with attorneys. I come with people that's going to fight for me. So I'm not just walking up in there. You know what I mean? You got to I'm going to have all of my stuff in writing what I'm going to do, and then you know, we going to try to make it work. But other than that, ain't going to just jump on me and say I got attorneys that going to show up with me. That's going to get my side together. And if not, then we don't have to work together.
And if they don't know, now they know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Some folks walk in places and it just be them. And they just be so
Absolutely.
Excited to be at the table that they just go for anything.
Absolutely.
This ain't that.
Not even knowing that they the main course meal.
This ain't that.
My
attorney going to work is one of the best in the country. And they going to get it. They going to make sure that it's going to, you know, be what needs to be done.
All eyes dotted and T's crossed.
Facts.
Absolutely.
And I ain't even got to, once they get it together, then I'll come in and say, all right, let's get to work.
That part.
Yeah.
Because a
lot of times people don't negotiate or they just be so excited to get the salary and they just be so excited to get in front of the TV. And then, you know, they really didn't know what to do, because if that's what you're excited about, you really don't know what to do.
Like I said, you know.
Because the real work don't got nothing to do with that.
Kudos for the extension out to somebody that's real, that really has the results, because the individuals that was put in these positions prior to was foo-foo. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, didn't have a clue. And matter of fact, the only thing they had was a failing record of no results. And they were placed strategically on purpose for the failure. However, you know, moving forward just on the strength that, you know, they sent you the email.
Well, I'll say this. If the people want it to happen,
they
need to send a letter and say, hey, this is what y'all want. Because I don't want to be in no situation where the people is not behind what's happening. And it's time for the people to rise up. It's time for the people. If the people don't rise up, it ain't going to happen. And no matter what position I get in, I can work better by myself. I'll stay by myself because I know I can get it done. But when you get in a situation where you're in these conglomerates, you need the people behind you. So that right there, it have to be motivated by the people. And if the people is, you know, I have to go in these situations with the people with me, because the way they play their games, the way they set up.
Absolutely.
Hey, I got to have
set up for failure.
People got to stand up. And so I'll run in there Absolutely. With the people, but I'm not running in there just for me, just because I feel like, because I could be, you know, that'd be a headache.
Real talk.
That's all that would be.
But salute.
Also, we got a man, a father in Ohio that son was fatally shot by police in an alleged stolen vehicle incident in Cincinnati. But then Rodney L. Hinton took it out on a county sheriff.
Absolutely. Emotionally charged. You know, there is no winners here. Again, he has no priors either. So they stated, you know, after watching the body footage, ain't no telling where his mind was, you know. And again, like I said, what people don't understand is us having to live it every day and watch it every day. The PTSD, ain't no telling what snapped in him after he watched the video footage. And again, it's the same script every time, you know. We lose our children, husbands, fathers, sisters, brothers, cousins by the hands of the police. It's the same script.
Hey.
Are there any winners here? Absolutely not. However, this was emotionally charged. And we have two lives, and my condolences to both families, you know. But at the end of the day, there has to be some accountability, you know what I'm saying, on the policing side. Because, again, I just seen the article for the gentleman that was killed here during the Republican
National Convention.
What was it called? The National Convention, yes, thank you. And all officers were not charged. They was found that they did everything right, okay?
Well, that was a crazy coincidence because when that judgment came out, this situation happened.
That part. And you don't see it on the main streams either. Again, I just so happened to run up on it, and of course I'd have posted it on all my socials because that's the reality. You know what I'm saying? Of how it transpired and individuals knowing that these people not going to do no time, that they get paid after murdering your loved one and they go back to work, like, you know, back to the regular scheduled program. And you in awe because, again, your child, your husband, your cousin, your loved one is no longer here. And you knowing that the wheels of justice usually turn out in the favor of the officer versus your loved one. So, again, you know, I'm praying for the family. I'm praying for the mother. I'm praying for the family of the officer because they're saying that he really had nothing to do with
the situation. The
However, right. However, like I said, it's a emotional situation. And I don't know, you know, moving forward, we just have to make sure, again, that we're getting repair. Because, like I said, the trauma that comes along with it, to have to see somebody else's child be taken again, time and time again. And then, you know, the father having to watch that and knowing that the officers prior to, in any situation, in any state, wind up getting away with it.
Somebody hit me in the chat and said if the kid wasn't stealing cars, he'd be alive. And I say this, there's a lot of questionable situations that I see online on social media all the time where these people do worse things than running from the police and they still make it out alive. So I wish people would just, you know, chill when you try to make the comparison. Yeah, of course, that's. If they're not out here doing and causing drama, things may not happen. But I've seen people do the same things and live. Hey, look, when we come back, Elizabeth Brown, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 the Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Elizabeth Brown, another powerful conversation. Let me get your final thoughts on the show today.
I mean, powerful as always. Salute to you for everything that you do. Again, the awards are coming in, but I want to make sure that you understand, you know, how important what you do is. With or without an award, you are appreciated. I honor the walk that you're on, and I just say, you know, continue to be who you are and continue to be moved by the spirit. Everything else going to take care of itself. As far as, you know, what's taking place in the world, like we stated, you know, always be visual. Understand what it is that you're looking at. And know that today is a great day to change your mind, to change your life, King. And we working.
Hey. Well, look, Queen, as usual, I appreciate you for being on these front lines. And we got a lot of work to do.
Hey, let's get it, King.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Queen. All right, Tory Lowe from what the fuck? Green don't always mean go. Hello. Let's get it.
All right, Truth Nation. Keep your head on the swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. Join me tomorrow for another powerful conversation. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris up next.
that make you mad. They treat you like a slave. Put chains all on your soul and put whips up.
All right, everybody in the chat, salute.
Up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on they desk. Unaffected by they threats. Then get busy on they. See, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold. Don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Don't and put your hands up. In times it's how you stand up. L.U.P. the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my play.